Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a good weekend. It is the 4th of December, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Starting out with our news today, and it has to do with the UK's National Cybersecurity Center, or you might know it better as the NCSC. Well, they've got a new guidelines now, and that's not to do any business with Russia. A new guidance has been issued for the country's various ministries, saying they should closely manage their use of antivirus software supplied by, you probably guessed this, Kaspersky Lab. Yeah, that's a Russian antivirus program. Now, of course, this is all aimed at those systems that are, you know, the secrets, super classified, you know, all that sort of stuff. And maybe not a good idea to be running Russian antivirus software like they've been doing in the past. Of course, they're saying by doing this, it will ensure that data from the UK is not transmitted to the Russian government. Yep, I'm thinking this is probably a good idea. Did you recently have an iPhone update, and then as soon as you updated it, everything freaking crashed on you? Yeah, it happened to a lot of people. Yep, iPhones running iOS 11.1.2 did a lot of rebooting and crashing after that update. Have no fear, though. Apple has a fix for us. Yes, Apple has pushed out 11.2 just after midnight yesterday to ensure that, yes, your phone won't continuously keep rebooting and rebooting and rebooting. The update also brings Apple Pay Cash and supposedly faster wireless charging for your iPhone 8 and, of course, your iPhone 10. That has to be said, last week was not a good week for Apple, including High Sierra. Yeah, we talked about that. And now iOS. Yep, ain't quite the same polished Apple that we used to know, is it? Well, at least they fixed it. Until the next bug. Hey, if you're a pilot for American Airlines, you're going to be happy at Christmas time because you ain't going to be flying. Well, at least according to a computer glitch anyways. It actually approved all pilots who requested off for the week of Christmas and said, yeah, go ahead, take it. So how's this actually going to work for American Airlines? Well, right now they're working diligently to see if they can actually correct this. Kind of hard when you say, hey, you can have Christmas week off and then say, wait a minute, we screwed up. You ain't going to have a lot of happy pilots now, are you? Now, believe it or not, this glitch affected about 15,000 flights. That's a lot. However, though, in an effort to evade this problem, American Airlines is actually currently offering to pay pilots time and a half just so they have somebody in the cockpit. Pretty funny story. Although you have to wonder, computer glitch, or does some pilot have great hacking abilities over there? And finally, we are back again for your crap for Christmas and no Santa. We did send Santa Western Union money. Unfortunately, I think Santa spent it on booze. Because trying to call him today, still no answer, still no phone connection. So, you're just stuck with me for your crap for Christmas, but have no fear. I do have a crap for Christmas for you today. It's called the Santa Hat Flask. And more than likely, Santa probably already has this already. That's why we can't get him on the phone. Come on, let's face it. We all could use this around the holidays. If there's one time of year that'll make you drink more and you wish you had it near you, yeah, it's this time of year. Plus, it'd be great for those entertaining Christmas parties, too. Just walk around, screw off the cap at the end of your Santa hat, and voila, there's some wine or something maybe stronger. If you think this would liven up your Christmas, head on over to stupid.com, search for Santa Hat Flask, and it'll set you back about $20. Yeah, it's a little overpriced, but hey, it might give you peace of mind or at least some sleep over this Christmas vacation. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our official website, podcast, blog, reviews, all over there. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our BTN community, come be a part of it. We'd love to have you. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. We'll see what we can do about Santa. Hey, I'm not going to guarantee anything. Well, I will guarantee one thing. Santa, you ain't getting any more money. Anyways, have a fantastic Monday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.